But I go home one day and I'm watching the Discovery Channel and they're talking about elephants. And there's a herd of elephants that's walking along and I'm saying, wow, look at that, you know. And they're talking about how strong a herd of elephants are. And they said that when this lion came up and it showed that when the lion started to approach the herd of elephants, because they had young elephants with them, baby elephants, that they formed a circle. And they put their butts up against one another and the young elephants got in the center of the circle. Now, nobody messes with a herd of elephants. They don't mess with one elephant except man, because you know how we get. But no one messes with a herd of elephants. So the lion would look at him like, yeah, well, I got something better to do. So what happened, I was thinking, wow, that's really cool. And then the guy says, however, there are times when the young elephants, they get curious and they get bored and they want to go out and they look for some excitement. And it showed this baby elephant running away from the herd. And he was leaving the herd, and I was like, where is he going? And I'm watching this, and you can tell by the way I'm talking that I'm into this story. So I'm watching this deal, and they're watching the elephant, I mean, showing the elephant run away from the herd. And then all of a sudden, it panned ahead, and there was about five lions. They were big lions, but they were young, and they were just kicking back, enjoying the sun. Well, the elephant spotted them and said, hey, fellas, how you doing? And he ran right up to the lions. And when he did that, those lions jumped up and they jumped on the elephant. And I'm thinking, oh man, come on, elephant, get away, you know. And the lions are on him and the elephant now is trying to get away and he knows he's in for a bad day. And then he tripped and fell. And the lions started trying to make the kill. And the narrator said, you know, they cannot make the kill. They're too young. They don't know how to make this kill. This will be a feast for bigger lions. However, these young lions cannot make the kill. And I'm thinking, get up, elephant, get up. And finally, the lions just got bored, and they just looked at each other, and they got up and walked away. And as they walked away, I was saying, come on, elephant, get up. I said, get up, elephant. And the elephant jumped up, and he shook his head. And I know he was saying, damn, you know. And he shook his head. And he turned around and he ran back to the herd. And the man said, this time the elephant was lucky. He was able to make it back to the herd to safety. And I said, you know, that was me, that young elephant. I was always going out there to have a little bit of fun. I was curious. I wanted a little bit of excitement. I didn't mean to hurt my family. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I really didn't. And I kept running into young elephants. The police department said, you're going to jail. The boss says, you have to go. My wife says, you need to get out. And young elephant, but fortunately for me, I was able to make it back to you, the herd. And every time things would happen in my life that I was so painful, like when my brother died, I never knew after 10 years of sobriety that I would have to be the baby elephant in the middle of the herd. Because I want to be the strong. I want to be there for you. And this time, you were there for me. And you told me to get in the center of the herd, and I did. I started going to more meetings, and when I went there, you said, just sit there. Don't worry about anything. Do you need anything? And I was like, you don't even know me. People who didn't even know me would come up and say, man, I love you, man. My brother died too, and this is what I did. Today, I'm closer to my brother and my father, who passed away in '86, than I've ever been. I got my father's ring here. I got a lot of things from my brother, and I do know that they love me, and that my father, I'm sure, would be very, very proud to look down on his son, Larry Dixon, and say, Larry is a very proud member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's all because I took the steps that you encouraged me to take. I followed your lead. I go to meetings. I clean ashtrays. I make coffee, and I don't even drink coffee, and I don't even smoke. And I give up Padre Gabe because you asked me to, and you bless me, and you say that I count. I want to tell you from the very bottom of my heart that I love you very much, and I hope that I can continue to try to pass on what you have so freely given to me. And if there's anyone here that don't understand that this is the best show on earth, we need to talk, because this is a deal. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it.